Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure that you knew that my online knee course with Lenny Macrina is on sale for $200 off this week. If you want to learn exactly how to evaluate and treat the knee, you're going to love our comprehensive course where we cover our clinical examination, exercise progressions, and specific information on ACL, meniscus, patellofemoral, articular cartilage, osteoarthritis, and so much more. Plus, you can earn a ton of CEU credit. The course is on sale this week for $200 off. Head to MikeReynolds.com/knee for more information and to sign up today. On this episode of the Ask Mike Reynolds Show, we talk about whether or not you should pinch your shoulders back during exercises.
The Ask Mike Reynolds Show. Helping people feel better, move better, and perform better.
Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure you knew about my free online course on the Introduction to Performance Therapy and Training. If you want to learn how to get started optimizing and enhancing performance, this is the course for you. Head to MikeReynolds.com/performance to sign up today. Welcome back, everybody, to the latest episode of the Ask Mike Reynolds Show. We're here answering your questions. Anything you want to talk about, head to MikeReynolds.com, click on that podcast link, and fill out the form to ask us a question. We'll answer anything you want to talk about, sports PT, performance, career advice, business stuff, anything you want, just ask away. Let's see. We are joined by Dan Pope joins the show this week. Good job, Dan. Love it. Dwesh Podell, Dave Tilley, Jonah Monlock, Lenny Macrina, Kevin Coughlin. I almost called you Kevin Tilley. I don't know why. I almost just called you Kevin.
Brother, I'd have no problem with that.
That'd be great.
We would crush it.
Dave Tilley and Kevin Coughlin. I think I named everybody for the show. Len, who do we have for students today?
We have an amazing crop of students, same as last week. They've done an amazing job. We have Michaela Meyer from St. Francis University in the beautiful state of Pennsylvania. I'm going to combine Brenna Hammer and Brady Cannon. Brenna's from Duke. Cannon's from Franciscan Missionaries of Our Ladies University. Close. We have Sean Riley from Creighton University and Mike Bearden from Georgia Southern.
Okay, Alyssa from New Hampshire asks, as a new PT, I found myself struggling with shoulder injuries. I learned the classic pinch the shoulders back to cue scapular retraction to prepare for basically all shoulder exercises, and I'm realizing this isn't ideal. I'm now wondering how to best explain the importance of scapular retraction and when it actually should be cued. If we don't cue anything during shoulder exercises, how are we encouraging more lower middle trap, rhomboid, serratus activation, and less upper trap compensation, which I also see a lot of and have a hard time correcting?
Awesome. Good question. Thanks, Brenna. Alyssa, that's a really good question. Classic, right? The pinch the shoulders back, you know, and I'll let others kind of start it off, but it was kind of funny. You said, you know, how do you decrease upper trap? I always feel like when people pinch their shoulders back, they end up using the upper traps more, right? They look like those weird robots that just like pinch their arms back and are lifting up. It's tough, but who wants to start this one off with pinch the shoulders back? Do we do it? Why don't we? What do we do instead? I don't know. I feel like we haven't heard Dan Pope in a few weeks. Maybe we start off with Dan. What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, this is a huge can of worms, you know. Basically, with the history of the shoulder blade, I would say maybe 5-10 years ago, we thought the shoulder blade was everything. And then in more recent years, some of the recent research has shown that dyskinesia is not really as important as maybe once thought. And then I also feel like from a research perspective, we stopped studying the shoulder blade, right? I also feel like we don't have all the answers. One of the things I see pretty frequently is when someone has a shrug sign and they have a rotator cuff related issue, the muscles around the shoulder blade are going to help you bring your arm overhead. And if the rotator cuff isn't functioning well, you're going to see the shoulder blade try to help more, right? And I think the theory is that when you bring your arm overhead, 1/3 of that motion comes from the shoulder blade, then 2/3 comes from the shoulder joint. If we don't have the shoulder blade doing its job, then maybe the shoulder needs to work a little. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there. So if the shoulder blade is not working as well as it could be, it's putting a little more stress on the shoulder, right? Or the rotator cuff. So I think when you're seeing these compensations, you kind of have to think about why, right? Because you can have abnormal shoulder blade movement for a variety of reasons. if your cuff isn't working properly, right, and you're noticing that you're getting more motion from the shoulder blade, then maybe you have to train the shoulder itself, right? Try to train that rotator cuff a little more so, right? In terms of bringing the shoulder blades together with every single movement, that's probably not accurate. And again, on social media, it's like the pendulum just swings. Like back in the day, pinch the shoulder blades back, pack the shoulders. Now everyone's like, free the scapula, let it protract, let it do what it's supposed to do. And I imagine there's probably a happy medium. So you probably need to train the shoulder blade to do a variety of different things. I think a lot of our research shows if someone has pain within their shoulder, if you train mid trap, low trap, in general, it seems to be helpful, right? Whether or not you retract probably is going to be specific to the individual, but I don't know that you need to cue pinch the shoulder blades back in every single person, right? So at least for the listener, I would say that you probably don't have to have so much emphasis on pinching the shoulder blades back, but in some individuals, I think you can probably make a case for it.
Awesome. Great stuff, Dan. And you know, I couldn't help but thinking while you were talking, like, we haven't capitalized like a lot of other podcast people have with like t-shirts with like catchphrases and stuff, but like free the scapula, like that's a good
one. I was about
to
make a sign and hold it up like a protester. Like
that's a good t-shirt, right? For me, Dan, I think you nailed a lot of the good reasons why you don't. But what else? I want to hear a couple other thoughts and opinions, and I want to get the strength and conditioning coaches concept too, because you guys use big movements sometimes too. A lot of times, and I don't want to say in PT we just do isolated movements, but oftentimes we're working on specific things, right? You guys are working on more bigger things, but who wants to jump in? I want to hear a few more opinions on this. Duesh?
Yeah, my big thought is I feel like we as an industry, including PT and fitness, by the way, I feel like we're so like locked in on just spitting out a cue because we know that it's a decent cue or a good cue for a certain joint or whatever. But we don't really look at the person in front of us when they're actually doing the exercise. Like if someone is clearly just jamming their humerus forward in their joint because they're not getting any scap retraction as they come back into, let's say, like a row, and yeah, it probably should cue scaps back a little bit. You know what I mean? But if someone's already moving their scap well, me cueing more and more of that is not going to give me what I want. And it's probably going to lead to what you said, Mike, earlier of like getting a little bit more upper trap because you're like overemphasizing something that doesn't really, you know, keep the movement organic. So I'm just a big proponent of let the scaps do the full range of motion that it's supposed to, depending on what movement you're doing, right? If I'm going overhead, I need to have the scapula post rotator tilt. I'm going to need it to protract. I'm going to need it to upwardly rotate. So that's what I'm going to look for. If they're doing all those things, I'm not going to overcue it. If I'm doing a row, I need the shoulder to get into extension. I need the scapula to come back into retraction. If I'm not seeing that, I'll cue it. But if I see that is happening, then there's no reason for me to cue it, right? So there's no standard like, do we cue shoulder blades back for all these exercises, including your I, Ys, and Ts? Well, maybe someone's not doing a good job of doing what should be happening organically in that movement. Yeah, cue it. If it's not, you know, if they're not demonstrating that, then probably leave it alone and just let them get stronger.
And I like your point too, where like cue it if you need it, but I think this is also a feel versus real, right? What you don't want somebody to do is just like lock the thing into full retraction and do it. It's cue the movement versus actually locking it in. I think that's a big one. But who else? Anybody else want to jump in? Kev?
Yeah, I've seen no desire to use that cue like in my 20-year career. Like who right? Whose shoulder blade needs to be retracted back? Right. And held, like try to retract your shoulder blade back and then raise full flexion or even a 90 degrees of flexion. It's not easy. You talk about compensating. Like, it just doesn't make sense in my head. So
it's like try to dorsiflex your ankle as much as you can, lock it in there and do a squat. Like, it's really weird. I mean, gross movement patterns require multiple joints to move in coordination. And I think that's what it comes down to. It's weird. Like, you know, it's weird. But anyway, sorry, keep going.
I think perceptually we think we can isolate a muscle, like the person asked about trying to isolate the mid traps and the low traps and all that. And you can't isolate the muscle. So just like Pope said, and I think I put a video on Instagram on this about freeing the scapula, just let it go. And, you know, EMG will tell you, and there are studies that say that certain muscles are working and they're all working in coordination. So let it happen, load it. If there's something gross going on, like a lung thoracic nerve issue where you have a serratus issue, yeah, well, then, you know, you want to cue stuff and maybe use some taping or e-stim and all that. But I don't think setting and forgetting of the scapular is just not. It's never been in my repertoire. I just haven't seen the benefit, the value, and it inhibits motion. So it's just not what I'm looking for.
And setting the scapula and doing an arm elevation doesn't get low trap more. Actually, it probably gets less. It would be an isometric movement for the scapula. If you want to work on low trap strength, you just do a different exercise, right? You pick an exercise that works well on it. Yeah. But Kevin, what do you think? Do you have anything on that?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I feel like what I see sometimes is people with like chronic neck or chronic shoulder pain who have really poor motor control of their scapula. And, you know, it's not just retraction. They're not really sure how to do. They can't protract. They can't upwardly rotate. And I think there's some utility in coaching people on how to move their scaps in just different ways. I feel like a lot of the healthy, good movers we see, they have a lot of different movement options and they can do the same task multiple different ways. And I do think there is some utility in coaching that, but not exclusively pinching the shoulders back and explaining to the, you know, I think we do some education on this with patients quite a bit where they've heard elsewhere to pinch their shoulders back because it's safer for their shoulder or they're not going to get their upper trap involved. And then, you know, I try to draw it back to whatever task that they like to do, right? So if it's throwing a baseball, you can't do that with, you know, retracting your shoulder blade, or a lot of other sports. It's just not part of the sport task. So, if we draw it back to how they have to function with their shoulder, or if it's a, you know, regular adult, just when they have to lift their arms overhead to, you know, place something above their head, their shoulder blade has to upwardly rotate and move, and they can't achieve that with retraction. So I think it comes back to educating the patient and trying to work on, you know, their goals and helping them get there with education.
Awesome. Good stuff. I think I'll sum it up as this then. I think we answered it pretty well, but like, not only do we not say, let's pinch the shoulders back, we actually say you need to move the scapula. You need, you know, the scapula moves during normal motion. I want you to take a step back, Alyssa, and I want you to think, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to work on one specific muscle, or are you trying to work on a movement pattern? If you're trying to work on shoulder elevation, for example, or even shoulder, you know, retraction, you got to remember it's not just scapula. It's glenohumeral, it's scapula, it's putting it all together. It's even a little thorax, right? So you put that all together. I want you to think of a general gross movement pattern and think about what goes into that and not restrict. If you want to get isolated strengthening of a muscle, which is, you know, hard to impossible to do in general anyway, you can just pick a different exercise that has a higher ratio of low trap to upper trap to perform in them. But then you want to follow it up with something that allows the freedom of the movement of the scapula, because that's normal function. So yeah, I would say we're pretty much the opposite. We don't pinch the shoulders back. We actually cue them to rotate. We cue them to do the motion that we want to do, even with our prone exercises, right? T's a little bit easier. It just comes straight back in a retraction, but a prone Y, we teach them. We want you to upwardly rotate and posterior tilt that scapula while you're doing the prone Y. Otherwise, you're just jamming it. It's just a weird exercise. So anyway, hopefully that helps, Alyssa. Great question. I think a lot of people probably learn that early in their careers. And I think even like yourself, you kind of said in your comment here that you're starting to find out that maybe that's not great. I think we would agree. So, you know, subtle tweaks. I don't think this is one of those things that, you know, I wouldn't go on social media and say you're hurting people if you pinch the shoulder back. That's not it. But to me, it's all about being as optimal as we can. The more optimal we can be, the better. And I think that's our job as our profession, is to try to maximize the output we can do. So anyway, great question. Hope that helps. Please head to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, rate, review, subscribe so you can get notifications on these episodes when they come out, and we will continue to do this. Head to MikeRano.com, click on that podcast link, and you can fill out a form to ask a question, and hopefully we'll get to it on a future episode. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, head to MikeRano.com/podcast and fill out the form to submit your question. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please share this with your friends to help spread the word. It would really mean so much to us. Please check out all my online courses, articles, newsletter, and more at MikeRano.com. There's always a ton of great perks for my newsletter subscribers. And be sure to check for my other podcast, the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast, where I go deep into topics and interview leaders within our field. See you on the next episode.